Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Inflation expectations have risen notably thanks to the war in Iran, but domestic demand will continue to grow at a sustainable pace. These are the views of the Central Bank of Ireland in its latest quarterly bulletin, which also foresees a rise of a mini, foresees the risk of a mini wage price spiral as workers chase higher salaries to keep up with rising supermarket and fuel prices. It says that if oil and gas prices remain high, inflation could reach 5% this year. Martin O'Brien is head of Irish economic analysis with the Central Bank and is on the line. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Joe.
How would you characterise the sudden plunge in GDP in the first quarter and whether that's had an impact on the real and domestic economy here?
So the decline in GDP in the first quarter has taken a few of us by surprise. I mean, we were always expecting it to be weaker than it was in the first quarter of 2025 in particular, where we saw quite a substantial amount of export activity in 2025 in goods exports, pharmaceutical exports in particular, and a particular type of of drugs. But so we were always expecting there to be volatility in GDP, and I think another thing that factored into the drop in the first quarter this year was offshore activity by multinationals as well. The sort of the trade and the activity that takes place outside of Ireland that multinationals here are responsible for, and that was another aspect of a surprise. From our perspective, you know, GDP is never the best metric for thinking about how factors are developing in the domestic economy when we think about how, you know, the labour market or other aspects are going and how consumers would feel about the economy, etc. We much more prefer to look at things like modified domestic demand and indicators like that, and the labour market more generally has been an important gauge of how the domestic economy is performing.
Indeed, and GDP falling by 12% in a single quarter has indeed impacted the entire Eurozone statistics as a direct result of our fall in GDP. Now, modified domestic demand, as you said, is the key benchmark. You think it'll grow by 3.3% this year and it's still a sustainable 2.8% next year.
Yes, and obviously there are headwinds arising from the issues with the slightly higher inflation outlook, and that's going to cause a little bit of a challenge on the consumer spending front. We're expecting consumer spending to growth to ease a little bit this year in particular, but the overall aspect of domestic demand is still growing quite strongly. There's a lot of momentum there, Joe, in business investment, in particular M&E investment, and that's a lot of the key drivers there are sort of what we'll call AI related investment.
M&E, what's physical, that?
Multinational enterprises, so okay. Multinationals investment, physically investment in the state. There's a lot of data center activity, refitting of data centers. There's a lot of trade with respect to semiconductors and chips and related to all of these factors that are providing a boost to domestic demand and domestic issues and activity here in the state. And we're expecting that to continue to provide a boost to business investment and also to export activity as well over the forthcoming years.
And has consumer spending been appreciably impacted by this war in Iran?
So during the first quarter, when for most of January and February and most of March, things were relatively positive on the consumer front. Consumer spending was still growing above 2%, but with the as I said, the higher prices that we're beginning to see filter through. Consumer sentiment did take a big drop in April, or relative to earlier in the year. We also, when we look at more higher frequency indicators like the retail card spending and issues like that, those have dampened quite a little bit as we move through the second quarter of the year. So while it's still growing, we are seeing a more challenging environment for consumer spending at the moment.
And what sort of impact do you think it could have on real wages?
So, you know, one of the main differences that we're seeing, say, in this particular, you know, energy shock is the extent of demand or the extent of growth in the labor market is not as strong as it was, say, during the previous energy shock when we had the Russia-Ukraine war starting. And at the same time, we were coming out of the pandemic, so there was quite a boost to demand. We're not seeing that sort of boost to overall demand and labor demand in particular at the moment. The extent to which, you know, wage growth would be present, or the possibility of what we call sort of second round effects, these, you know, prices increasing, wages responding, and prices having to increase again.
The spiral. You know,
those conditions. Yeah, a spiral. Those conditions aren't necessarily there. Our assessment is they're not necessarily there as strongly as they could have been or they were during the last energy shock. So, you know, what we are going to see is, you know, consumers' purchasing power, real wages, you know, growing at a much slower rate, you know, or practically not growing at all this year. But there will be some pickup we expect in purchasing power and disposable incomes next year.
Okay, Martin, thanks so much for joining us. That's Martin O'Brien, the head of Irish Economic Analysis with the Central Bank of Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.